gotta get it. You have to.
I'm buying everything.
Because I'm a hypebeast, you know?
Unlimited, bro. These are actually pretty fire, bro.
And I'm the youngest flexer in the game.
This is the In Hype Podcast.
Don't believe the hype.
Where Kelly King talks entrepreneurship, manufacturing, marketing, and everything to dominate the physical product business. In the hype. Make the future, and let's get into the show.
All right, top five businesses to launch in 2020. I've seen a million of these videos on YouTube, and I had to make one of my own because the majority of these are ridiculous. The top five, top 10, top 20. Just take a look. Just do the search, and I've seen some amazing ones. And wait to the end because I've compiled a list of some of the top five worst best businesses to start, where I've watched these videos and people make insane suggestions. Please, please think about it. Let me give you some down-to-earth, some end-hype advice on what to do with your time. We're coming out of quarantine. There's still some time where we're sitting at home. People are really reevaluating. They're reevaluating, like, how do I actually go back to work? Do I want to go back to work? I mean, I think people have gotten used to, like, no commute, like, change a dress code, maybe doing something fun on the side, having free time. And transitioning back to that 9-to-5 job might never want it to happen ever again. So you're thinking, what should I start? Should I become a Forex guru? Should I become a teenage drop shipping master? Or what should I do? What opportunity should I pursue? So let's look at it from this standpoint. If I, Callie, had to start from scratch right now, and I was like, I don't want to come into work. I don't want to have this manufacturing facility. I don't want to have employees. I don't want to manage. I want to do my own thing. I want to make as much money as possible and have as least responsibility, or let's just think of it as the most freedom possible. What would I do? The world is filled with opportunities. We get to choose. I like what I do. I like what I do on the side. I like what I do working with people, and you kind of see how the things that I picked are still in alignment with what I personally find my purpose with. But what business would I create to achieve my goals if I was starting from scratch? Let's say that I don't have this manufacturing facility. All I have is my knowledge and my experience, maybe this little tablet laptop, and that's it. What am I going to do? So the number one thing, the number one business that I would start is I would start a consulting business, right? Knowledge is the thing that you can take with you anywhere, right? And what I really like about consulting is two things. One, you get to know a customer and their problems really, really well, really in depth, because you're working in partnership with them. And I can use that knowledge and that experience of their problems and the process to build other types of businesses later, right? But also you essentially get paid to level up. You get paid to exercise your skills, do research, and get smarter. So like as a product development person, as a product developer, the way that I know about new techniques, new strategies, new softwares, new, you know, design processes, new anything is because I do projects, and then I get, like, I learn one more thing, one more thing, one more thing, and that kind of stacks up over time. So the biggest point here is that if you start a consulting company, pick a business that uses your skills. Focus on skills that you have and level up those skills. So if you don't have skills, think about getting a job where they pay you to level up your skills. This is a big deal. And currently with clients that we coach, or when I go and speak and somebody has an idea and they say, well, I want to start a business, but I have zero skills. I say, please, a business is super multidisciplinary. A physical product business is probably one of the most multidisciplinary types of businesses that you're going to encounter. So go get a job and start developing a skill around one of those domains, like business, design, communication, something, and then build a business where your skill is the center point that everything else starts building out of. If I had to start all over, I would start a consulting business. I would consult to coordinate manufacturing services, right? That's where I know the most, and that's where my knowledge and experience is. But I would take parts, I would take products, I would design, I would optimize those designs for manufacturing, and I would source the manufacturing of those products through my network of facilities, of factories. And even though this business involves engineering, I wouldn't sell engineering. I wouldn't say, hey, we're a product development company, we're an engineering company. And the reason that I wouldn't is because if I had to start all over, I would focus on repeat customers. And if you do straight service and there's no repeat value, there's no month-to-month value, the biggest cost in starting a business is acquiring customers, right? Is the marketing costs, the admin costs, the time and equity spent in developing a relationship for a customer. If you just provide a one-off service, one-time thing, you're going to be more in the business of acquiring customers than you are satisfying customers. So if I'm framing what I'm offering as a manufacturing service, every time that they need that product, I will be able to provide that product. So every time I sell a customer, the lifetime value of that customer will continue. It will be very high. So all the work that I do won't be a one-off work. It will build and build and build. And so I can build my empire one brick at a time, one product, one part, one customer at a time until I've got something that is meaningful. So if you're thinking of consulting, think about how you can put somebody on a retainer, how you can offer the services every single month, how you can offer that skill and decouple it from time, right? Don't charge for time. I never charge for time. I don't think it makes any sense. I charge an amount of money that's based on the value that I'm providing. I don't think hourly makes any sense for a business at all. So that's number one. I think consulting is always a great base to start. If you have skills that somebody will pay for, this is a zero barrier to entry way of starting a business. And it's something that will grow and it'll show you all these opportunities that are available in the market and show you what the next step is. The second business that I think is very hot right now and will continue to be hot is information products. And I know that there's a lot of junk out there. I know that there's people, people just reselling or selling borderline scam courses. But if you have that great relationship consulting people, the information product is natural. It's just scaling what you already do for other people. So if you can leverage that knowledge and experience, you can leverage those wins that you've already had, you can take the testimonials from that and you can package it up so it can help other people with minimal interaction from you. You can scale your own efforts. You can scale what you know and you can help more people. We talk about traction products a lot and we've incorporated information products into a lot of the physical product launches for our clients because we see it as a way of engaging customers, keeping them engaged, increasing revenue, and just providing a lot of information around the problem that you solve. It's information products are like the shortcut, right? When you want to know something very specific, I want to know about Facebook marketing, I can go on Udemy and I can buy a course that's on Facebook marketing for $20 that has all the information in the world about Facebook marketing, and I can start watching that. It's massive value, but at the end of the day, I'm looking at it, I'm like, who wrote this course? It's really great. Maybe I want to have them run my Facebook ads. Maybe I want them to help me with my marketing, right? It's a hook back to that higher value service, but dude made $20 off of me or $50 without having to do anything. So information products are great, but they position you as an expert. And then if you want to go speak or you want to go land corporate clients or you want to just give it away to clients that you're coaching, consulting, or selling products to, great. You have this other product just sitting there. An interesting point about information products is that digital marketing is not as easy as everybody thinks that it is, right? Selling those information products isn't just, I'm going to create it, put it out there, run a few Facebook ads, and boom, I'm a millionaire. I'm a chameleonaire, right? It's not going to happen. So it forces us to learn digital marketing. It forces us to learn communication, you know, copywriting, writing those ads, writing the emails, how business manager works in Facebook or how you run your LinkedIn ads. It forces us to learn digital marketing in a very specific way. And I feel like that skill in and of itself is one of the most marketable skills on the planet right now. If you can successfully sell an information product, you could successfully sell an information product for somebody else. You could start consulting that, or you could start a marketing agency because you know how to actually run those ads. So many people are starting digital marketing agencies right now as their consultancy, and they've never sold anything. They really don't know how to actually do it. So people that could demonstrate those skills and say, hey, I sold how to repair your air conditioner at home course, and it was $50, and I've sold 9,000 of them this summer because everybody's air conditioning broke. I can make you money, every HVAC company in the world, by helping you sell an information course on the thing that you guys know about. There's lots of skills that you're building there. And that's the most important part, I feel, in business, is that, again, you take that knowledge with you. So every business that you start, every business activity, it's a game of skill acquisition. Raising your skills through action creates opportunity, right? Action creates opportunity. So as we take action, we see more possibilities and it opens up. So the third business that is just on fire right now is e-commerce. We've seen this boost in e-com because everybody is sitting at home, right? Lots of stores are closed. So we saw this massive boost in e-com sales. But what most analysts are predicting and what we're seeing right now in the market is we're not seeing that come back down with openings, with the quarantine being lifted. We're not seeing that come back open. We're seeing that new e-com businesses have been opened. We're seeing that traditional businesses have moved to e-commerce, and we're seeing that new services that were never offered in e-com before are now offered today. So it's just getting bigger and bigger, and people are very used to the idea of purchasing online. I know if you're watching this video, you feel like, hey, I buy everything online. I buy it on Amazon, or I buy it on this site, or I buy it on this site. Look at the statistics. Even now, even right now, e-com is not the biggest portion of sales of product in the world. And it's mind-blowing. I felt like this 10 years ago. Well, everybody just buys everything online. Then I'd look at the numbers, and it would be significantly lower than what my personal experience was. And now it's approaching what my behavior would be, is like, I buy all my groceries online. I buy all my clothes online. I buy everything online. And more people are taking on that behavior. So I think e-commerce is a fantastic business to get into, one for the skill acquisition, but two, because that's where the market is going. If you're not sure what to start, you can do one of two things. The first thing is look at businesses that are traditionally not sold through e-commerce, and there's a lot of them, and figure out how you can transition that business to e-com. You could test this quickly by just building a leads generation business. Like, you know, you have a roofer, well, they don't do e-commerce, right? Well, they kind of do because they need leads. And so you can build a business that captures those leads and then puts them through a funnel where the last part of that funnel is, of course, is a phone qualification and then an on-site review. So all of these businesses are moving towards e-com. It doesn't have to be just tchotchkes through Facebook ads, right? We can look at traditional businesses where people have established, profitable, well-running companies, and we can figure out how to get them into this e-commerce funnel if you have the skills and you've built the skills of how e-commerce works. So the second way for e-commerce is we can scale through some type of affiliate marketing or drop shipping. We can then move that transition to private labeling, right? White label products, we can brand them. We can move that to a customized product, get somebody to tweak it how we want, and then we can move that to a completely original product. Again, this is a strategy that we're pulling from Traction Products, people starting businesses. The most difficult part about selling physical products is the selling part. It's not the inventing, it's not the manufacturing, it's not the engineering. There are talented people ready to help you do those things. The hardest part about running a business is running the business. So you can get those skills by starting a company where you contact even a U.S. brand, find something that's $100 or $200 wholesale and set up a drop shipping account, and you can sell it on your site. So figure out, again, you're figuring out how the digital marketing works, how targeting works, how copywriting works, how all of the pieces work, and then you can transition from that affiliate marketing to your own custom product. And since you know how the whole system works, you have more confidence instead of just dropping, you know, a couple bands on an experiment. So something else, and this is a little bit more fun, we're going to deviate from the things that I am doing and that I know. So all three of those things are things that I am currently actively doing to pursue my personal goals. Here is a fourth one, and this is more of a passion play. Something that I would do to make money today is we've been buying kind of like, I'd say, gray market or bootleg food off of Facebook and Instagram. And all of these people have jobs, but some of them are on part-time, some of them are at home, and they've just pursued their passion. Say, like, what I really want to do is I want to open up a restaurant. Well, you can't open up a restaurant right now because restaurants are closed. But what you can do is make amazing food, post pictures of it on Instagram, and then ask people to pre-order it and then deliver it. And I thought this was it was fun and strange at first, and now I've seen 3-4 different people doing this, and I realize it's an amazing business. Your overhead's super low, you're doing it at home, and there's a clear growth path. You could do this, then move to a commercial kitchen, right? Then you could start working with Seamless, or you can easily do the e-com through Shopify, something like that, taking orders. So not to say that I'm starting a restaurant. I'm not that great of a cook. I love cooking, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that now, sitting at home, not wanting to go back to work, now's the time to start thinking about that passion play. The thing that you really like to do that you know people would pay you money for, the practical passion play, whether that's crafts and selling it on Etsy, that's DIY, that's making YouTube videos, anything, now is the time. And I think that starting a business around a skill and a passion that you have and is never a bad idea, right? So you don't just have to make empanadas or noodles or food. You don't just have to make fun crafts and sell it on Etsy. You know the thing. You know the thing that you would do almost for free. You can figure out how to do that now, and you could experiment with doing that for money. There's always a way to scale. There's always a way to grow. If you're good, it's going to happen. It's going to happen even if you want to throttle it back. It's going to happen. So for the fifth one, I want to throw a curveball. This is the bonus section. This is the worst businesses to launch in 2020. This is hilarious. I almost made a video. I almost made a video that was just top five worst businesses to start in 2020. But I thought that would be like too negative. I want to give you actual like actionable advice. And I think looking at the consulting information product, e-com stack that we use in Traction Products is super powerful. And people are using it to build 6- and 7-figure brands right now. I know that that works. I want to run that by you. But for fun, bear with me, for fun, internet gurus are an endless source of entertainment. So watching videos on businesses to launch in 2020, it came up on my radar because we were doing research about WeWork for a breakdown on co-working, talking to somebody else. Totally different situation, but it's like a events-based marketing conversation, doing a little bit of research, and these things kept popping up, you know, maybe because of the fail videos, but one video in particular, it actually mentioned co-working spaces as one of the best businesses to launch in 2020. And no, this video wasn't made, you know, back in January or, you know, in December. It was made in like March, right? So co-working is kind of interesting. Like you can go to, it's been around for decades and decades and decades, right? Most recently, it's really caught on because, I mean, in all honesty, you walk into a WeWork and it looks phenomenal, right? It doesn't look like a depressed, you know, half-abandoned office building, which is what most of the co-working spaces traditionally are ultra-depressing looking. WeWork's fantastic. It's like, wow, this is unbelievable. And it is unbelievable because it was a scam. But with the situation, I'm not going to name it. They'll totally block this video if I say it. With the situation, it doesn't seem like co-working is exactly going to bounce back or you know, be the best business to start. One, because they're all going out of business even pre this situation. And now after this situation, I don't think people are going to be rushing back to, you know, co-mingle like that. So probably the top worst business due to high capital costs and low market desire is co-working. So thank you, number one. Number two is definitely fad products. I'm in physical products, so I received a flood of requests, not just for PPE, but for inventions that people had. And I can tell you that zero of them have launched. Zero of them. Because as the situation evolved rapidly, people lost interest in it. Some people spent a lot of money getting to where they wanted me to make something or design something. And between the time of me telling them how much it would cost and what the schedule was and them accepting it, they don't want to make it, right? So this situation aside, this is a very common, terrible idea that people come up with is they build a business instead of around themselves or around a brand or around a type of customer or a customer problem. They build it around something that's popular, right? So one day we'll go in depth and talk about the fidget spinner market and how that kind of pumped up. But if you look at Google Trends and you see this spike in attention, that's not really something that I particularly want to go into because the probability of that just having that spike and sustained level of attention is so low. It's so low. If there is that sustained level of attention, a large company, somebody's going to come out as the category king. There's going to be 2 to 3 people that are going to dominate that market. Maybe it could be you, but most likely it's just a fad, guys. It's Beanie Babies. Beanie Babies is a business, right? it's Bitcoin, right? It's like, it's everybody's darling until then everybody's like, I knew that Bitcoin was Beanie Babies. And like, no, you didn't, right? You knew it was a fad and you couldn't help yourself and you did it anyways, right? Please don't build businesses around fads. Build businesses that solve a problem that's been around since the dawn of time, right? Do it reasonably better than everyone else. Build a brand and brand loyalty around doing it reasonably better than everyone else. Outmarket people, outservice them. You know, those are things that work. So, and then let's go on to the fun ones. Let's go on to the scam businesses, right? Because these, how you know a good worst business idea scam is that there are people that make money with it, right? If there weren't anybody making money, then no one would fall for it, right? This is like multi-level marketing. Let me just call it out, like put it as a huge category, right? When it is too good to be true and it looks like a pyramid, it's a pyramid scheme, guys. Multi-level marketing is a pyramid scheme, right? If you have to sign up your friends to make any money and they don't care if you sell product or not, it's a pyramid scheme, right? Do people make money with multi-level marketing? Yes. I have personally met people that make six figures. Apparently they've met people that make seven figures with multi-level marketing. Do I know a lot of these people? No. If I went on YouTube, apparently everybody makes seven figures with multi-level marketing. Most of those companies end up going out of business, but you've heard of big ones, Herbalife, Amway, right? Yes, they exist. Is it a business? No, it's not a business. It's not a best business to start. What you are is a fancy rep, and you're selling the idea of selling the idea of selling the idea, right? You're like a carbon copy of a carbon copy. You're just a worse version of the person that has that affluent behavior or has that aspirational behavior that you looked at. Do people make money? Yes, that is how they trick you into joining the scam business. Will you make money? No, you will not make money doing that. In a similar vein, I want to talk about Forex trading. Like, do I know people that make money on Forex trading? Yes. But if you were to look at Instagram, you were to look at YouTube, apparently everybody makes money with Forex trading. Do most people make money with Forex trading? Absolutely not. If it was as easy as buying the signals, then people on Wall Street would be like, I'm not trading Apple, I'm trading Forex. I can make 8x a week. You know, these like ludicrous deals that people give, like you can get 10x returns, you can get 100x yearly returns. If that was the case, Charles Schwab would be like, I'm not going to use the Vanguard fund. That's lame. Let's do Forex trading like, you know, this guy on Instagram showed me. This is where it's at. This is the Lambo money. Man, what a fool we've been for this whole time. So most people lose an amazing amount of money. And a lot of the people that make money with it, they're either highly experienced or they make a lot of the money selling Forex trading tips, right? I think of it as like internet gambling, sports betting. You might as well just bet on sports games. There's people that are very good at it. And they make millions of dollars betting on sports games, but the majority of people that make the most money betting on sports games sell sports betting tips. And the huge majority, the 99% of people, lose money betting on sports. That's why casinos are so nice. They're not nice because they lose money. Should put casinos as a bad business to start in 2020. Those guys are being hit hard. But let's not. All right, so another scam that is just absolutely driving me nuts. And again, this is a scam because it's so close to being a real thing. It's so close. And people get sucked into it. Really, when I look at any of these businesses to start and they say something like, zero experience required. It requires you to buy no equipment, have no skills. We call zero barrier to entry. There's nothing stopping you from getting started right now. I'm highly suspect of these, because usually with these business ideas is attached some incredibly high dollar figure to learn about how to do it. And starting these digital marketing companies has got to be, it's like it's on fire. I remember 5 or 6 years ago, maybe it was from the wake of Facebook really launching the ad product, because that pushed people into starting these Facebook marketing, Facebook ad companies. But I'm really seeing, maybe it's because like all the kids are stuck at home or something, but people are starting a crazy amount of digital marketing companies, and it's becoming harder and harder to figure out who actually knows what the hell they're doing and who is just actually selling. They're selling the idea of starting an agency, right? And this is the most mind-bending thing that I've seen, is it's people that are using ClickFunnels to sell you the idea of starting a digital marketing agency, where they teach you how to run one, and then they show you the numbers that they theoretically have made, which I think are either their clients' numbers that they've made, or it's their money that they make selling the course on how to start the digital marketing agency. Because running a marketing agency is like anything else. It's like, it's an actual business. It's not easy. And there's a lot going on, and it changes, and you have to refresh your knowledge. In 2016, you could basically buy a Facebook ad and you could get leads. It was like, it's like free business. Nobody wanted to run it because they thought that that their customers weren't on Facebook. People that knew were just raking, you know, people built $100 million companies by running Facebook ads in 2016, because maybe they listened to like 3 Gary Vee podcasts and were like, oh, I'm going to try it. Oh my God, I'm making tons of money. There's a lot more competition now, and it's a lot more complicated. And so the idea that you could take a 20-hour course for $2,000 and you could start a whole agency, a marketing agency, which involves like understanding and building brands and just a tremendous amount of skill set, from creative to copy to, you know, video to images to like all the technical pieces, the analytic pieces. Like there's so many components going into that, running that effective agency. And it's like, these are definitely scams, guys. Like if you run across this and somebody says, hey, this is your digital marketing company out of the box, $500, and here's all the tools that you'll need to start your own thing and get leads, that is 100% false, right? I've been studying digital marketing since probably the late 90s, and I feel like I don't know anything. I feel like I don't know anything. I learn a lot about it, then I go about building a business, and then I go back to it. I'm like, I don't know anything anymore, you know? So that is definitely, it's driving me nuts right now. I'm trying not to call anything specific out or get too mad about it, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And let's just do a catch-all scam, right? Let's just go back to this. And if it looks too good to be true, if the returns are too good to be true, if they say that all you need to do is pay to start this company, hey, just buy the kit and start selling it, like, okay, essential oils, that's not a business. You're repping somebody else's product, okay? And it's a multi-level marketing scheme. It's not a business, right? Pay me money and I'm going to teach you how to do this, you know, Forex trading. Like, that is a tactic to acquire money. It is not a business, right? Pay me money and I'm going to teach you drop shipping. Again, drop shipping, it works, right? Major corporations do drop shipping. Amazon facilitates people to do drop shipping, right? Big companies do millions and billions of dollars using drop shipping, but it's a tactic that a business uses. It's not a business itself, right? So if somebody's trying to sell you a tactic to make money, That is not a business to start in 2020. It's not a business to start in 2021, right? Here is the takeaway. Here's the big piece of advice. Figure out what your skills are. Figure out what you're reasonably good at. You're the top, let's say 10% or 5% of the market. Hell, you're like the top 5% of people that you know that have that similar talent, right? Start a business that's around that skill, because that business will help you get to the top 5% in the market, the top 1% in the market, by exercising and getting paid to learn that skill. So start a business that uses what your gift is, right? What your talent is, what your knowledge and experience is, and triple down on what that is. Once you start that business and start that journey, once you start taking action, you'll see the next opportunity, right? You'll see that opportunity, but you'll be making money today. So if your interest is to get that freedom, to get that additional money, use the skills that you have. Go help somebody. Build a business around that. Figure out in 3 months how you can change what you're offering to scale yourself, right? Do you need to hire a virtual assistant? Do you need to partner up with a friend? Do you need to start, you know, funneling customers to a bigger company and figure out what that joint venture would be? Do you need to start selling an information product so you can replicate what you've learned and the experience and the gains that you've given people through that? Like, you'll see the opportunities through action, right? You're not going to watch a YouTube video and it's going to unlock the universe for you. Only action will reveal what those next steps are. This is End Hype. I hope you liked this podcast. We're putting out a podcast every week. If you're just discovering us, you can go to redbluecollective.com/blog. I post them all up on there. You can listen to us on Spotify or iTunes. But listen, guys, here's the thing is, we're not doing ad sponsorship or anything like that. What I'm asking is that you tell a friend, right? If I say something that hurts your feelings, go tell your friend about it, right? If I said something that you thought was funny or insightful, go tell your friends about it. Yeah, leave us a review, leave a comment on iTunes. That's super helpful. But what's really, really helpful is just go tell a friend about the End Hype podcast. Let's get one more listener. I'm seeing those listens pop up each week. I'm seeing new people listening to it. And I really appreciate that. I appreciate everyone that is sharing the videos on LinkedIn or on Instagram. But tell a friend, right? It's that word of mouth thing that grows. If you have a topic, if you have an obstacle that's holding you back, it's the thing that you feel like this would be the unlock, this would help you out, let me know. DM me, email me, message me on a social platform and say, Callie, this is the thing that's messing me up right now. I don't know how to X. If it's appropriate, I'll make a podcast for it. If it's something that's just really specific for you, I'll answer that question. I do it every single day, right? My DMs and my emails look atrocious, right? But this is how I figure out what people need to know. This is how I write my courses. This is how I design my coaching services. This is how I know who to partner with, is because these are the problems that you have. So don't just listen to this and think, hey, that was a great episode. If it makes you think about something, if it makes you need something, if you need more information, message me. That's why I do this. It's not just to put out this amazing YouTube video with my handsome face, right? It's to engage with you. So two things: if you have a problem, message me, and please share it out, tell a friend. This is the End Hype Podcast. I'm Callie Keene. I'm out.
Thank you for listening to the End Hype Podcast. Follow Callie on social at Callie Keene to stay up to date with a bunch of free content and information. Change your life and change the world. End Hype.